Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorokubo in memory of grandparents Mr. and Mrs. Kazuo and Kura Kuzuki. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Shigenori Makino. Good morning, Reverend Makino.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you and your family are well and staying safe. Since March of last year, the coronavirus has brought us unprecedented turmoil and unthinkable crisis spreading throughout the world, and it still is on a rampage. There are signs of remedy, however. I regret to say that we still have to be patient or quite well until the crisis can fully be brought to a close, hopefully with the help of the vaccine. One doctor on the news said, "This battle with the coronavirus is like a marathon, but we are running endlessly without seeing any goal." Despite the dangerous situation, medical staff and essential workers are dedicating their lives day and night to protect us with all their might. I can only take my hat off and express my deepest respect and appreciation for their devotion and their dedication, working at the risk of their lives under constant pressure. Millions of people have been sharing their experience of this agony and sense of helplessness throughout the pandemics. So many of us are left wondering what kind of future awaits us. However, no matter how much change this pandemic has brought us to affect our lives, economically, socially, and psychologically, man's basic need of genuine love and warm care from the people around us will never change. I think we have woken up to the realization of the importance of the human relations with others. Because we are in such a peculiar situation, we suddenly realize how important our relationship are. Usually, we never pay much attention and never appreciate what we have. We took it for granted until we no longer had it anymore. Even simple words and simple acts of warmth can become a source of energy and generate a will to live for those who may be facing despair. I experienced this firsthand. One day, when I unexpectedly received a call with a warm word of care for one of my friends, I was greatly touched and energized by the call. Yes, just the simple words of care and kindness were able to revive and restore my sense of well-being. Recently, I saw a TV documentary in which a middle-aged man was hospitalized with coronavirus. Mr. Maiga thought, "I felt sure that nothing would happen when my friend invited me to golf with his friend, and later when hesitantly joined a dinner with a group of 17 people. When he was hospitalized and his immunity was compromised, he was admitted to the ICU, and he sent a message to his wife saying, 'I think I'm dying.' It was a huge shock that he was gone into the ICU and that he had lost 9 pounds after he was admitted. He thought that he would probably die. A few nights later, happened to be his birthday. He felt all alone, in utter loneliness, regret, and fear. He never felt so miserable. Suddenly, the door opened, and nurse, who always cared for him, walked in his room, saying, "Happy birthday, Mr. Maegawa." And behind her, several nurses started singing the birthday song together. He was touched and almost cried with happiness. He was deeply touched, and it comforted him greatly and gave him energy to recover. Despite the endless battles the frontline workers are fighting day and night, they managed to extend their love and care, which touched him deeply, and were able to rescue him from the abyss of despair and loneliness. We humans are vulnerable and fragile beings, which is why we gather and form the group of family and friends to help each other and to have a safe and happy life together. It makes us realize that fact that we are not living alone, but have been sustained by countless blessings. We are able to realize the joy amidst of the bond with various people and awaken to the things we take for granted, but which is not at all natural, but extraordinary. As the present situation does not allow us to come into physical contact with one another, we come to realize how vital that bond is. Yet we act as though we don't need others. We need warmth to exist in this harsh world, and we need touch to ease the pain in the world. What is missing in our world today is a sense of empathy for the pain of others. Although we are still in the midst of a state of emergency, personally I feel it is a great opportunity. It has been a bit too long for us to be just nesting at home. But because we have had this long period of nothing to do, we are able to use this time to face ourselves, to reflect upon ourselves, our lives, and our world. We are made to realize how entirely powerless we are in the face of nature. We have to be a little more humble, pay our respect, and appreciate nature, which surrounds us and continuously sustains our lives. We used to think that we were living our lives contentedly, satisfactorily, because we rose in eminence, because of our own efforts, and because we possessed excellent abilities. So we live audaciously and arrogantly to manipulate, destroy, and wreck nature as we wish. And as a result, it caused most of the problem in the world today. We tend to think that we actively create our own existence and our society. However, if we descend deeper to the bottom of self-consciousness, there is a dimension where none of our own power can possibly work. We are allowed to be able to live by the power of something infinite, where there is no space for self-working. We are completely passive. We have to leave everything up to the working of something much greater than we are. Under such unusual circumstances, instead of being stressed out about that which we cannot control, or being worried about what we cannot do, we should ensure that, going forward, that we focus on what we can do now and what we should do now. What can we do? I propose that each one of us extend our sincere care and love to at least one person. We can call or send a message of care and comfort to those in need out there who might be living alone or living in a challenging situation, to let them know that they are not alone, in order to make our world a better place to live for all of us.
Thank you, Reverend Makino, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, February 21st, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Reverend Umitani. Following the service at 10 a.m. will be our annual membership meeting. Then at 10:30, we'll have our bento drive-through pickup. Then at 12 p.m. will be our Zoom Shinen Enkai program. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Sorokubo, and our speaker, Reverend Makino. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week, when our speaker will be Reverend Tatsuo Muneto, former Rinpoche of Hompo Honganji, Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.